Well, as we've been hearing, one of the arguments the Nationals politicians are using to back their call for this lever-action shotgun to be allowed into Australia is that farmers need it to shoot feral pigs on their properties. Well, our reporter Alison Branley has been investigating the land management advice and has found that the experts don't recommend shooting as the best option. Alison's just joined me in the studio. Alison, what advice are land management experts giving farmers on how to manage this problem?
So we've looked at the advice of agriculture and primary industry departments around Australia. For example, in Queensland, the Department of Primary Industries recommends trapping, poisoning and fencing as the best ways to control feral pigs. They say you can use shooting, but it's best for remote areas. And in that case, it's from a helicopter, where generally a different rifle, a high-powered 308, is considered best. The Queensland Department of Agriculture and Fisheries official advice on feral pigs is, and I'm reading here, that shooting and dogging often displaces feral pigs from a property, but generally has little impact on total numbers and simply moves the problem elsewhere. It goes on to say, ground shooting is not effective in reducing the pig population unless intense shooting is undertaken on a small, isolated and accessible population of pigs.
Couldn't a gun like the one that's banned be ideal for this intense shooting?
Well, likely not. In those cases, they're talking about when you would shoot from a helicopter, in which case, as I understand it, the advice is for a different type of rifle to be used.
And you've spoken to the CSIRO. Are the scientists there offering any advice?
Yes, I spoke with a CSIRO researcher today, and he tells me if you're going to shoot on the ground, you have to kill something like 3/4 of the pigs on the ground to make an impact on numbers. Basically, pigs are intelligent, and so they learn. So if farmers are shooting in a particular spot, the pigs don't go to those spots anymore. In New South Wales, the Department of Primary Industries actually says ground shooting shouldn't be done during other control programs because it disrupts normal feral pig activity and moves them elsewhere. Agriculture Victoria says hunting alone is not a long-term control method because population numbers recover each year. It says it might be a useful tool for small, isolated populations. For example, in New South Wales, pig populations recovered to more than 3/4 of their original numbers 1 year after a shooting campaign.
So we're talking about farmers trying to deal with an issue of a feral pest. What about recreational hunters? Are they seeking a lifting of the ban?
Yeah, well, I think there might be a little bit of a disagreement in advice between the two camps. The experts I spoke to this morning told me there's a small cohort of hunters who advocate for sustainable levels of feral pigs to enable hunting. This is despite studies finding public hunting is insufficient at reducing feral pig populations because only very small numbers are removed. The hunters often interfere with other control techniques like baiting and trapping because the pigs learn to be wary and move away from their usual patterns of movement.
Alison Branley, our reporter investigating that, thank you.